Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Start recording. Now we talked about سبح لله ما في We are talking about سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. That everything make tasbih to Allah. All objects make tasbih to Allah. And I'm going to tell you two jokes about that. The first joke is that two righteous, very righteous Muslim brothers who take Islam seriously were sitting in a house. Then the earthquake came. And the house started shaking.
Earthquake.
The earthquake came. So the house started shaking. Woo, woo, woo. So one of them got scared. And he said, oh, I'm so scared. I'm so scared. So the other one said, don't worry. The house is just making tasbih to Allah. It's making tasbih to Allah. Because of the sound of the house cracking and falling down. So he said, the house is making tasbih to Allah. So the other one replied and said, yeah, I know, but I'm afraid that it's going to make sujood. Okay. So that is the first joke about, you know, making tasbih. You got the joke?
Yeah.
Okay. You got the joke? Now the other joke about all objects make tasbih to Allah is that a guy had a problem like coughing in his throat. So he spit on a rock.
What?
He spit on a rock. Pooh, like that. So his other pious brother, both of them are also pious, righteous, and they take Islam seriously. So the other pious brothers, he picked on him and he said, how dare you spit on a piece of rock, and the piece of rock is doing tasbih to Allah.
What?
It's doing tasbih to Allah. So the other one said, yeah, and so my spit is making tasbih. So I joined one object, the spit, is making tasbih. The, whatever you spit out of your mouth. What do you call it? Saliva or whatever? Oh, so he's saying, the saliva is already making tasbih to Allah. So I'm just combining two objects that make tasbih, let them make tasbih together. Let them both make tasbih together. But we understand that tasbih is by the laws of nature. It's just like they don't have a choice for it. And there are other forms of tasbih that we don't know. Okay?
Do you have another joke?
No, these are the two jokes about that subject. Okay. Well, I will think about one, but not in the classroom. So, and then the second point that we want to talk about in these ayat that we read, Yuhyi wa Yumit. And I'm going to tell you a story about Yuhyi wa Yumit. No, this is the same surah we're memorizing. It is. This is the surah of the ayah. Yuhyi wa yumit means give life and death. And then we're going to talk about so give life and death. All objects must make tasbih to Allah. And story about that. What is the story? There was an awful king. This awful king was so arrogant, and he had the madness of greatness. You know the madness of greatness?
Yeah.
Somebody so mad about being treated with, being considered as God on earth. So he wanted people to treat him like God on earth. So the people who have madness of greatness, they claim to themselves the status of God on earth. Huh? Which one? The two jokes? The two jokes?
No.
Oh, Samawati. So, okay. And a lot of people mad about their greatness, and a lot of people, you know, bully their nations into treating them like gods on earth. You can always bully. Yeah, you bully the nation. If you don't, they scut your neck.
The nation?
Yeah, the people that being rude.
People.
They bully the entire nation, the people in the entire nation, to treat them like gods on earth. And to submit to them the status of being God on earth. Like the Pharaoh, for example. So, one of them is Prophet Ibrahim. I'm sorry, one of them is a Namrud. That has a story with Prophet Ibrahim. So, Namrud. And Prophet Ibrahim. So, what's the story there? And the story is in Surah Al-Baqarah. It is in Surah. No. I'm just mentioning that the story is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, right? The second ayah after Ayat Al-Kursi. So, Ya Sara, can you open the Mus'haf, the Quran, to Ayat Al-Kursi and bring it to me? So I'm going to write down the name of the ayah or the number of the ayah. So now, they were debating.
Were you going to memorize Ayat Al-Kursi?
Yeah, no, I didn't say that. So they were debating. They were what?
Debating.
The king is saying, I am God on earth. Nobody, there is no other God but me. I am the greatest. I am the best. I am the God on earth. So Prophet Ibrahim was debating with him after he got out of the fire, and everybody was so impressed about how did he get out of the fire. So the king said, hey, you boy, Ibrahim, who is this God?
Did you take drama when you were a kid?
Huh?
Did you take drama?
No.
I have drama next.
He said, hey, you boy, what is this Allah that you're talking about? What is this Allah you're talking about? Do you know that there is no God except Moa? Me? No other one who's as great as me? So, Prophet Ibrahim said, Prophet Ibrahim said, yes, there is somebody who's greater than you. Who's greater than you. Then the king said, greater than me. What are the things that this God of yours can do that I can't?
Everything.
So no, Prophet Ibrahim has to choose something, okay? So Prophet Ibrahim chose something which is, you know, very miraculous, like nobody can do. He said, my Allah, my Lord, or Allah, gives life and death. Gives life and death. Okay. So it is ayah 258. That's the ayah of the story. Yes, I understand.
Sorry.
Oh, oh my God.
So he said.
What?
He said, I can give life and death. I can give life and death. What? Prophet Ibrahim said, interesting. How? So he said, you know. He said, okay, let me show you how. And then he brought a guy, and he who's having a very luxury life. Living in a mansion and having a lot of good life. Like he brought him. He said, bring X person. So they brought him. He said, cut his neck off.
What?
Chop his neck. So they kill him, the guy. He said, I gave him death. Okay, guys, bring me the guy in the prison that has a life sentence, that has a death sentence. So they brought him, the guy who has a death sentence. And then the king told him, you have a death sentence. He said, yes. So then he asked him, so you know that you are a dead man? He said, yeah, I know I'm a dead man. He said, I spare you. You go ahead and take the place of Mr. X.
X?
You know, the guy who is killed.
Oh,
Then he says, huh, I gave Mr. X death and I gave Mr. Y life. Now, Prophet Ibrahim wasn't talking about that, of course, but that king was playing stupid. So Prophet Ibrahim, or maybe he's stupid. So Prophet Ibrahim said in his mind, think you're a stupid king, okay? And most kings, really, the one are brought to power without any talent, all right? Other than the only credentials that they are from the royal family. Usually many of them are so stupid. So that guy was really one of the stupidest. So he said, I give life and death, look. So Prophet Ibrahim, I imagine him saying to himself, since you're a stupid king, let me try something else with you. He didn't explain to him, no, that's not the life and death.
Stupid?
No, oh my God, I am imagining Prophet Ibrahim saying to himself, since you're a stupid king, let me try something else with you. So he didn't go into the effort of explaining more that, no, I'm not talking about this life and death. I'm talking about real giving life, and giving death. Okay, like birth and take away the soul of the person, okay, in any place and anywhere. So Prophet Ibrahim said, okay, Allah brings the sun from? The sun rises from where? East. He said, can you bring it from the west? Dear king.
Burn.
Aha. Burn. So the guy got embarrassed. The guy said, huh? The king said, huh? Like that. He got embarrassed. Now, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, chose that particular thing, the sun? Exactly, because it is controlled by the laws of nature. Do we have any influence on the laws of nature?
No.
Can we change the laws of nature?
No.
So he challenged him with something that has to do with the laws of nature and nobody can touch. So thou, the king is, huh? All right? And then, do you think that the king became a Muslim?
No.
Or believed? No. He kicked him out of the town. Right. He said, exactly. And you know how did Allah make this king die?
Oh.
Huh?
Okay, so a fly went into his head, and it kept on buzzing around in his brain. And so it was like a really annoying buzzing sound, and he had to be hit by a shoe so he didn't feel the pain because it was like...
To stop the pain, temporarily. Yeah, they didn't have ibuprofen or anything then. So actually it's not a fly, it's a mosquito. Yeah, it came into his brain through his ears and it kept biting him in his brain. And the guy will get so much pain in his head that this head pain will not stop until you stop the mosquito from biting. And the only way to stop the mosquito from biting is by hitting him with the shoes on his head. So they kept hitting him on the shoes on his head until he died.
Actually, your brain does not have any nerves and that's why you don't feel the effects of a stroke. You don't feel the pain of a stroke. You only feel the after effects.
But he got headache out of this. Because of the headache that he got headache, bad headache. And this is what he felt. He felt a very bad headache, and it wouldn't boom, ouch. He wouldn't stop. So Allah chose a mosquito to destroy the king that says, I am God on earth.
And God should not get defeated by a mosquito.
Right. God doesn't get killed by a mosquito. Now, هو الأول والآخر. He is the first and last. He is the first and last. Here's the pencil. Here's a pencil for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now you take notes. هو الأول والآخر. He's the first and last. So he is first without beginning and last without ending. He's before start without having a starting point. He is before start without having starting point. And he is the last. He is after the last. Without having a last point. Without having, or actually he is after the end. Without having an end. You can see, I mean, that is mind-boggling, really. He contains the time. Like, he's before time. If this is start, if this is a start, mind-boggling, start of time, and this is end of time. Okay? Allah is Allah is infinity before and infinity after. Infinity before and infinity after. So it means...
Wait, is there any other life on any other planet?
Well, the only life that I can tell you about is the life of angels, the life of jinn, and the life of satans. That's all what I know. But other creatures, those are the other creatures that I know about.
Aliens, like...
No, no. That's all what I know. Now, Allah in the Quran said, He creates what you have no knowledge of. Or He created whatever. He created what you have no knowledge of. Under this ayah, you can imagine anything. It's just like opening your mind to whatever you can imagine. Huh?
So, basically, there might be life on the other
Yes.
planets, and there might not be life on other planets.
Yes, we don't know yet. Allah left it open by saying, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ He creates things that you have no knowledge of, and He created things that you don't know about. Okay? What are these things? You can imagine. Huh?
So, like, technically, their date of judgment would be our date of judgment because the earth crumbles, and so does space, and so
there they are. So we'll see.
Let's go back here. So he is everywhere now.
I know, but like, technically, if there was anything else on that was being created with us, like that's on a different planet, it would have the same exact day of judgment as us because our
no,
world,
it's not necessary. Like, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the blowing in the trumpet, okay, all souls will sleep, okay? They will not wake up again until, so angels will sleep, all souls, dead souls will sleep. They will not wake up again until after 40. After what? 40. So the companions asked Prophet Muhammad, 40 years, he didn't answer. 40 months, he didn't answer. 40 days, he didn't answer. He said 40. So what is that 40? 40 cycles, 40 different creations, I have no clue.
40 seconds.
Nobody knows. So he left it open because, you know, people will go crazy about that. If they know these things. So he's everywhere now. So Back to the Future is Allah doesn't need to go anywhere. So he doesn't need to go to tomorrow or go to the past.
Wait, if Allah can see what we're going to do everything in life, then what's the future
going to be? He told us already, so that when we question him, he has an answer.
And he wants to show his forgiveness, so when we make sense, he forgives us. He wants to show that he's the supplier, so we have needs, he supplies us. So his names become true, useful names. They don't become false or useless names, right? So there are many, many reasons. But the bottom is that although he made everything, he gave us the ability to choose. So this, there's no conflict between the fact that he made everything and the fact that he made it possible for us to choose. There's no conflict between these two as far as Allah's concerned. That's one of his wonders. So it's like creating robots, but...
Robots?
I'm just giving you an example. It's like creating robots, but allowing them to be free. You see, allowing them to free. And then you know what they're going to do, but you just let them do it on their own. Huh?
Her question was why... Wait, what was your question?
Why? What's the point of Allah creating us? What's the point of life if Allah made everything happen?
Because technically, also...
Okay, so then Allah doesn't have to wait till tomorrow. Allah doesn't have to wait for tomorrow. To come. He is already there. He doesn't need to step back into the past because he's already there. Allah doesn't need to step back in time. Yes. Because he's already there. You understand this? It's just like he controls time, time doesn't control him. Basically, he controls time, time has no control over him. He controls time, but time doesn't control him. Control him. You see what I'm saying here? He controls time, but time doesn't control him. You can also say he contains time, time doesn't contain him. Okay? So, when we are controlled in time, we are controlled in time, right, we are inside time. We are inside time, and time ages us. So, we are inside time, and time ages us. But Allah is outside time, and he's constant. With no changes. With time at all. You know, when we say constant? Constant. Like, he doesn't change. This is greatness. You know, there's a lot of wonders about Allah. Okay. So, we're between birth and death. Our life. Yes. So exactly. No, it's just like a distance. We can do it like this. So just a distance. Our life is between birth and death. Allah is always alive. Allah is always alive. You got it? So, you understand. No, Arabians, who are Bedouins, they didn't understand it that way. It was much easier understanding for them. They said, Allah has no start, has no end. He's everywhere. So, they just say Allah was doesn't start and doesn't end. He was before us and he will be after us. Okay.
Is it true that early Arabians thought that Earth was flat?
Yes, everybody.
Everyone did.
Until Islam came, pre-Islamic Arabians thought that the Earth is flat and nobody wakes up from death. They had a lot of wrong understanding and superstitious beliefs.
I wonder what they thought after they fell off.
They thought that.
No, that's why they wouldn't explore too far, because they were scared that they'd fall off all of a sudden.
Who was the first one? Magellan, the one who.
Yeah,
circle. And that's one of the proofs that the Earth is round. He proved that the Earth is round because he navigated himself in a circle. He was traveling always east. Okay, always east without a change, and he came back to the same point he started from.
Can anyone ever meet Allah?
In person?
Yeah.
No. I would say the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam met Allah in person. This is the one I know about.
Yeah, and then Adam didn't actually get to see.
Somebody told me like that time, like at the time of all the prophets and everybody was really long. Like,
was big, yeah.
But
that doesn't matter. Of life, yes. But this doesn't matter. Okay, I'll leave it. So, now how about, this is al-awwal wal-akhir. Al-zahir wal-batin. So, al-zahir wal-batin is location. So, he is in sight, and he is the... He's inside the inside and outside the outside. Got it? So, al-zahir wal-batin. It means that he's inside the inside and outside the outside. You can see that how amazing is Allah.
Is it bad thing?
And he is outside of the outside. Or the most outside. He's inside, the most inside. So, Allah is not located everywhere. He's not located.
But he can see you?
He exists, his powers and knowledge is everywhere, but he does, his location is not everywhere. You got it?
Wait, what?
Allah's location is not everywhere. He's inside the most inside, he's outside the most outside, but he's not located in between. You see what I'm saying? He knows and controls and what's in between, but he left it as a space for us. It's our space.
Oh.
Like this earth. He left the in-between space for us. So he's not located everywhere. You have to really go outside of the outside to see him. You have to travel. Al-Zahir wal-Batin. No, Al-Zahir.
Oh.
Al-Zahir wal-Batin. You have to travel outside of the outside of the most outside to see him. He is not located everywhere. His power and knowledge are everywhere. His power and knowledge exist everywhere. And then he left the space between the most inside and the most outside for us to live in. So he left the space. Between the inside and outside for us to live in.
Sorry.
We become his Khalifa in this space. We are his Khalifa. Remember the word Khalifa? Huh?
Yeah.
That was a homework in this space. So keep in mind, location wise, he's not everywhere. He's only inside the most inside, outside the most outside, in between. He left the space for us to fill in. He left this gap. He says, okay, you guys have this space for you. And this is why those who asked about free will, right? He left the space for us. He just said, this is yours. Go ahead. Huh?
Can I just
you're next.
Is it possible, like, since he's God, he can do like anything he wants, right? So can he just become... Like, take up no space and just be there?
He takes infinite space because everything is inside him. He's inside the most inside, he's outside the most outside. So everything is, all existence is between him, inside him. Yes, he's surrounding existence from the outside. He surrounds existence from inside. Go ahead.
Can you take God?
Oh, no, we still have a few minutes left. No, I end at 11. This class I end at 11.
Sometimes the food runs out.
Oh, don't worry about the food. We will always have enough food to eat.
Actually, last time I came, it ran out.
That's fine. This food is more important. So, just one more last thing. One more last thing. Okay. How do we know proof that he's not everywhere? Proof. Hadith. It says, there was the hadith. Proof is the hadith that says, and I'm not going to write the hadith because of the time, but I'm going to say it, and I know that your homework part two is going to summarize this class in 300 or 200 word essay or more.
By email?
Right in English.
I was
just getting this, it came out. So the story is the hadith. There's a story. A girl went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, where is Allah located? Where is Allah located? So the Prophet made it easy for her. He pointed up and he said, in heavens. You got it? All right. There are people who came during the Islamic history, clowns. Clowns, I really love to call them clowns because they have no clue. They are, what are they talking about? They came up with innovations. Among the innovations that they say Allah is located everywhere. Allah is located where?
Everywhere.
Now, what is the problem with that? The problem with that, if you say that, then Allah is located inside the bathroom, inside the toilet. Be careful what you're talking about. Allah does not exist in dirty, is not located in dirty places. And this is why the Prophet said he's in heavens. You want to see him, you'd have to travel to a clean place. And this is why the Prophet had to travel, right? What is the night journey for? Night journey. Where are you going? Up to Allah. So he's not located here? No. How about his powers and knowledge? No, his powers and knowledge everywhere. So he has power and knowledge over everything. But his location is outside of the most outside and inside of the most inside. The second hadith, that there were two angels. This hadith is narrated in Shi'i books, not Sunni books.
Shia?
Shia Muslim hadith. So I'm just going to mention it. Because it makes sense. The hadith was that an angel was traveling from the inside of the most inside. And another angel was traveling from the outside of the most outside. And they met in the way. So the first angel said, where are you coming from? He said, I'm coming from Allah. From where Allah is. He said, huh? Really? I am also coming from where Allah is. You understand? So one is traveling from the inside of the most inside. One is traveling from the outside of the most outside. Met in the way, one asks the other, where are you coming from? He said, I'm coming from where Allah is. And the other one, he said, huh? I'm also coming from where Allah is. And we're going into opposite directions. So that just simply explained by the ayah that he's inside the most inside, he's outside the most outside. Got it? All right. Yes?
So outside of this galaxy, outside of this like whole entire thing of
yes.
This entire space thing, there will be, and then even more outside of that,
yes,
would be a, and then the inside, what do you mean by inside?
Okay.
Like the center
like
of the
in our hearts, or like
okay.
In our...
It is... May I say, okay, inside the most inside. It's just like having seven earths, having seven heavens, you're moving outward.
Well,
having seven earths, you're moving inward. Okay? You got it? So it is inside of the most inside. This is why the Prophet ﷺ made it easy for the girl. He didn't say, go to inside the most inside. He said, go to heavens. Because this one we can imagine. But the other one, I'm trying to think about the only thing that I can say, that he is inside the center of the circle. Inside the center of the circle. How about that? So, just imagine that you go into the center of the circle and there's a whole new world. Yeah, just imagine that. He's inside the center of the circle, probably. I don't know. The homework is to summarize the class and then say, and do ayahs from 1 to 4 in Surah Al-Hadid.